Later today, we get the European Central Bank policy decision. The big question heading into the decision is just how much the central bank will opt to raise rates. Initially, the consensus had been for a 50 basis point rate hike, but lately, calls for a 75 basis point increase have ramped up amidst an ongoing surge in inflation. Given the growing trend of increased hawkishness at major central banks around the globe, and considering just how rapidly the euro has declined into 2022, on top of the already highlighted inflation boom, we wouldn't at all be surprised to see the ECB go ahead and deliver a 75 basis point hike. It's become abundantly clear that central banks are recognizing the greater need in prioritizing the addressing of inflation over risks associated with higher rates on the short-term growth outlook. And leading into the decision, we have seen quite a bit of a shift in rhetoric out from ECB officials, with these communications leaning decidedly more hawkish. There is worry about the energy crisis and risk of higher rates on the economy at a time when energy prices have rocketed higher. But again, it's likely the ECB will focus more on addressing the longer-term risks associated with failing to get inflation in check. Other considerations the ECB might look to address today are whether or not the central bank will change how it pays interest on excess reserves of commercial banks, and whether or not it should start to reduce the balance sheet as a part of the policy normalization process. On balance, we believe the balance of risk should lean slightly in the euro's favor. Even if the ECB delivers a 50 basis point hike, we think the euro could still benefit from an accompanying communication that points to a consistent flow of rate hikes over the coming months, something that could translate to just as hawkish of a communication as a 75 basis point hike today. As far as key levels go, the euro, we need to watch the euro against the buck. We need to watch 101 above and 98.65 below. A daily close back above 101 would suggest the euro could be bottoming out, while a daily close below 98.65 would suggest the ECB wasn't nearly as hawkish as it should have been, exposing more weakness to fresh multi-year lows.